The number two, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Joe, we are off into hour number two. It is Toward Anarchy. I am your host, Michael Storm. We do this thing every Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to towardanarchy.com, and from right there, you can get to everything. Everything that's important in the world is available right from towardanarchy.com, if by no other means than 6 degrees of separation. You know, by clicking on one of the links, you're bound to get somewhere to find something that you can eat eventually. Of course, getting it through the internet to eat it, I don't know. So how important it is, or the most important, I guess that really is varying. But I just love how the internet is all connected together, and just everything you want to know, all the information, it's out there. You just have to learn how to discern it and how to take a lot of it with a grain of salt, because a lot of it is presented in a very biased way. Not only, you know, I've talked about this before, we have our filter, the person who posted it has their filter, and then the host has their filter, and the eBay or Facebook or whatever it is, whatever social media, Instagram, whatever it is that you're using, they have their filters. And so the information just trickles down and is filtered and filtered and refiltered. By the time it gets to you, you have to go out and you have to dig and you have to find real good information if you want to know the truth about stuff. And one way you can do that, Republic Broadcasting Network. Just make sure you are supporting the network and keeping the information coming to you, because there's not that many more places. You know, I won't throw myself on the sword of false flag like Alex Jones kind of did, because the outrage over Connecticut and what happened there has kind of cost Alex Jones. It's really been the catalyst for him being removed from the social media platforms. Now, I know there's an agenda there. There's a deeper story there. But the voices are getting fewer and fewer and harder to find. So when you find the ones that are good, you have to support them. You have to make sure. And especially on a day like today when Facebook is jacked up and it's not working for everybody, right? I assumed I had copped a ban because I let somebody have it yesterday because they were just a real dirtbag and I let them know they were. And so I kind of thought maybe I'd caught a ban. It's something that I don't do because I'm not mean to people. And you kind of, you know, to get thrown off Facebook, you have to be using certain language. And it generally has to be assumed that it's pretty mean. You really have to work hard to get thrown off of it, because I talk about police and the government and things like that. Those aren't the things that cop a ban. It's when you get personal and you use hateful language to somebody else. Whatever. I support free speech. I support people being haters if they want to be haters. But the reality is that most of the people that are copping bans most of the time in social media are doing it because they're being mean. They're not just trying to get good information and share good information, because that's not that hard to do, except when the platform is broke and it's messed up right now, or has been today. It seems to be working fine for me now. I was certain I'd caught a ban, and I was certain of it. I knew I did. I deserved it, I guess. I mean, I admit it when I'm being a jerk, right? That's why it towardanarchy.com, you're right there on that page. You scroll down just a little bit and you see the elsewhere. It's not really just Toward Anarchy Elsewhere, but skip that first one because that doesn't work. You click on that one, it doesn't work. That first link says on the question of courts and justice and anarchy. We're going to dive into that here shortly. I didn't want to post the article, like I said, so I apologize. That link's bad. I thought I got them all removed, but it will work shortly, so I'm just going to leave it there now. But PEMDAS, we'll talk about that for just a minute. We can't do too much with it because it's a visual thing. But all of those articles up there that I share, remember the one about just show the receipt and stop being a jerk? It's their private property rights. Show the receipt and stop being a jerk. I get it. Trying to be self-aware is what I'm trying to do every minute of every day and realize how I can be better than I just was, you know, a minute ago. And one of the ways of doing that is realize when you're being a jerk to other people because of your bias or your opinion or whatever it is, and you're not being helpful, you're not adding to the conversation. I pride myself on dumping out of conversations when they get circular or stupid or argumentative instead of, and by argumentative I mean like argumentative, not in the trivium sense, in the sense of using good language and good thought to have a discussion to try and reach a consensus or some sort of understanding, at least between two people who disagree, an actual argument, not the stuff. Without government, who would provide blank? That is the question, right? That's the question that everybody asked the anarchist. Ask the anarchist. I'm doing that. I'll pull that together. I'll have more about that. But we'll just call it that for now because I grabbed that page off of Facebook and I now have that tag, facebook.com/askTheAnarchist. And if I do something with it, I do something with it. If I don't, I don't. Hopefully, I will do something with it. And, it'll work out. It'll be great. I don't know what I picture yet. I've always thought it would be kind of cool to have a debate thing. There was a lot of debate stuff when I first joined on Facebook 10 years ago or whatever it was. And I remember going, there was a lot of groups that specifically what they did was debate, and they were actually called so-and-so's debate and stuff like that. There was a lot of them that I was a part of, and people actually had real conversations, but it degraded quickly after Facebook hit big, which was right around the time I finally signed on to it. It all the conversation, all the usefulness was sucked out of it, really, to be replaced by Facebook's, you know, ads and manipulations there, their algorithms, and then of course just all the other people joining in, the rest of the people joining in. Without government, how would somebody be provided with, or all these various forms of that same question. towardanarchy.com, click on today's date, Sunday, August 4th, and scroll down. There's one of these little flow charts there. Without government, would you provide, who would provide blank? Is it important is the first question, yes or no? All right, no, it's not important. The government shouldn't be wasting money on things that aren't important, right? Makes sense. Without government, who would provide? Is it important? Yes, it's important. Would you be willing to pay for it even if you weren't forced to? Yeah, I would love to pay for it. Well, people would voluntarily pay for it then. They don't need the force of government, right? Without government, who would provide for? Is it important? Yes, it's important. Would you be willing to pay for it if you weren't forced to? No. Right back around to, is it important? No, it's not important. It may be important to you, but not important enough for you to do something about yourself, make your own moves to see change brought about. Then it's not particularly important now, is it? Certainly not important enough that I think you should be able to vote for, tell some scumbag with a gang member and guns and badges to come to my house and force me to think like you do. That's how that breaks down for the old anarchist here. Let's talk about PEMDAS real quick, because this is I framed this argument. I didn't write anything for the last couple of weeks, and so I definitely caught up this week. I wrote this because I've been working on this for years, this idea of math and people not understanding basic math and how that applies to me in my search for truth and other people in their efforts to try to tell me the truth, as it were. My thought behind it is that if you can't solve a simple math problem, I probably am not going to be particularly interested in a lot of other things that you have to say. And here's why. Because math is okay. If you're going to tackle the math problem, then try to tell me how it's done, and you can't get it right, then you can't take it face value, simple rules, and understand why they're in place. And so your philosophy, your understanding of history, I'm going to question all of these things if you can't answer a simple math problem. Because math is easy. And I know that's a weird thing to say, because a lot of people find math hard. But let me explain myself. I failed math in school. But the reason I failed math in school is because I failed to go to school. And in particular, math, because it was right after lunch. And by lunchtime, I was high. I didn't have any more use for the stuff that was so easy when I sat down that I could do it with my eyes closed, that I didn't have to do the homework to do the test. You get where I'm going with this? I failed because I failed, not because I was failed, okay? Not because I was let down. So then I went to college. Again, oh, you went to community college. No, I went to a college that I had to pay for and do the work. I didn't go to a socialist state college where you can get the free rides, and it's a longer conversation. But the point is that the community college is voluntary. It's the place where you go when you're doing the work, when you have to show your work. You think about anybody from the community can go, well, yeah, great. That's what we want to be able to do. We want people to be able to go in their community to places voluntarily and learn new things and learn how to do stuff. That would be fantastic. So what the hell's wrong with community college? Sorry for the little rant there, but that one just always got me. There's no logic behind saying people wanting to go out and learn is wrong. Unless they prove that they didn't learn something. So when I went to college, and then I went to K-State, so screw you, I went to that too. I get so tired of I'm not going to use my college as an appeal to authority that I know it better than you. I'm explaining the story to you and how I come to understand what I understand. That those are two different things. So don't appeal to authority to me. That drives me nuts. I want to see you do the work. If you can refute what I have to say, do the work. Do the math. Okay, so that's my argument that I've been working on for years, and I had to do this paper because these problems, they go around all the time. You see them on the social media. And you get all these responses to them, and they're just simple algebraic equations, usually something along the lines of A times the quantity B plus C, right? Very simple equation. And if you know math, you know how it's done. You know, and if you actually really know math, you know why it's done, not just how it's done. And that's my argument with PEMDAS as an example of failed socialized education. It's a cutesy little saying. Maybe you learned it as BOMDAS. But whatever way it is, it's that please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. And it's supposed to tell you how to solve a complex equation, particularly equations where there are variables, unknowns. In a straight out problem like the one I suggest there, the 2 times the quantity 2 plus 2, that simple A times the quantity B plus C format, that's easy. And it almost doesn't even have to be done. But this is doing the work. Okay, if you take that simple format, the A times the quantity B plus C, you don't have to do anything special to make that answer come out correctly when you know what those variables are, because it's an addition problem. But when you change it to a multiplication problem, it changes entirely. If you do the math wrong in A times the quantity B times C, if you do what most people do, they it's wrong. The answer you get is wrong. And I'm being told things like, your math is old. There's a video out on this particular problem that came out, that it's been going around for a few years from what I can tell, but it came around to me. I hadn't seen this exact one. See, and many others like it, and I've shared them, and I've had these arguments, and I've talked about it. 8 divided by 2 times the quantity 2 plus 2 is the equation. And I know that's hard to picture, but this is perfect for us to talk about in this sense, because I'll repeat it: 8 divided by the quantity, 8 divided by 2 times the quantity 2 plus 2. You should be able to write that when I say it. When I say 8 divided by 2 times the quantity 2 plus 2, you should be able to write that down without me showing you how it's written down. Why? Because I said it correctly. And it's part of why people get it wrong. And if you're into the math, I got into it. Let me finish the thing about why I got into it. Okay, so I failed math because I failed to go to school. But then I went to school because I wanted to go to school, and I wanted to learn, and I wanted to learn something new. And guess what? I had to take. I had to take algebra. I had failed it miserably the last time I'd been in an algebra class. But I knew, of course, that it was my fault. So I take algebra in college, and I ace it. Straight across the board, A's. In fact, college, straight across the board, A's. And then I dropped out. You get done. You're done. You just, whatever. No more. I can't take it anymore. I had my fun, whatever. I did. I did have a lot of fun in college. But eventually it ended, and it stopped. But I used it to my advantage while I was there. As much fun as I had, I went to learn to do what I'm doing now, to actually be taught. And the reason I chose the school, the community college that I chose, because it's the only community college in the nation, at least up to the time, which adds up to hundreds of years and thousands of people, millions of people across the nation, the only community college in the nation to put people on a national level in radio. Recognized as opposed to succeeding and making it through it. Actually saying the radio station there in college making it on a national level, competing with the other 4-year institutions and multi-billion dollar institutions that have been around for hundreds of years. That was the competition. That, you know, the people that create National Lampoon, those are the kind of people that my itty bitty little community college competed with, and I beat. To say that I wanted to learn going into college is to put it mildly. I was ready to learn. I was tired of trying to be taught. I was ready to learn, and I jumped in, and I learned, and I learned it, and I remembered it. And so I remember this map, and it drives me nuts, and I see these people talking about it, and it's so bad because I spent the week talking to people about math. And here's what I found. Every single one of them tells me, yeah, I know how to do math. I did math. I was there in class. 5 minutes later, I'm talking to 2 out of 3 people in a room who just said right out of their own mouths that they will, they can do the math. They know the math. 5 minutes later are telling me, oh, wait, no. Now I remember the teacher just gave us a worksheet and told us to do it on our own. I barely passed. The other kids in the classroom, they were noisy and loud and didn't, they're the loud mouths and the troublemakers and the ones that are always, they always have to have help, and they were always receiving help, and I could never get a straight answer. And story after story after story like that was what was happening. So it's no wonder to me that people don't understand simple math. And it's not so much the not understanding the simple math or being able to do that problem that is the problem for me. It's the unwillingness to admit when you're wrong. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Did I lose my audio again? Is it me? Is it my headset? Because I just heard you, and now I don't hear nothing. Are you there? Okay. Okay. Okay, that's cool. All right. Yeah, you know what? That's the way it goes, man. That's the beauty of doing things live and doing things off the cuff and just being in the moment. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. You take it for what it is, and you ride the wave, man. And that's what we do up here. The thing that happened during the break is Ken and I were talking about he just brought up another image just to jump back real quick, and then I'm right back out of it into the El Paso thing. There was this image that all of a sudden popped up, and it was jumping around, and I ignored it because I thought it was completely comical. It was so ridiculous, and that was Ken's point to bring it up to me. It was this image of all of these guns laid out in the word Trump, and I'm with Ken. You know me, I the political thing, I don't care about it. I've got no use for any of them. They don't have a lot of love and place and space in my heart. But this notion that everyone that likes Republicans has to hate brown people and has to love guns and want to use those guns to kill brown people is is garbage, and it gets so tired, and it's so old, and it's this bias, and it's all these things that I talk about all the time, and wish that I could always, every time, just put into nice little words and quips and phrases and points, and just fire off to people how they're fallacious and how they're stupid and how it's not true. I mean, do you not understand that the Democrats, and the Republicans all support the war machine? That all of the voters, all of the taxpayers, by virtue of voting and taxpaying and participating, support the war machine, whether they claim to or not. If they do those things, they support it. And so the war machine and the guns and the image of shooting brown people that's presented by the left-wing biased media as being a right-wing thing is not a right-wing thing. It is a statist thing. It is a nationalist thing, whether you're a national socialist leftist or a national socialist rightist. It is collective thought. It is not individualism. It is everything but what this nation was supposed to have been founded on, and it's tired and it's old, and the left and the right are both guilty of this thing where they're always saying that the other one is doing exactly what they're doing. They're always saying the left is perfect at this. They always say that they support individualism, except that they want you to accept gay rights. They want you to accept the lesbians, or they want you to accept the transgenders, or whatever it is, except that they don't want you to accept. They don't want to accept themselves, that you shouldn't have to be forced to accept them. What part of the individual are you missing in this whole picture of your fight for individualism? He can be who he can be. Why can't I be who I want to be? Where does that line stop? There's no line to cross. I get to be who I am until I cross your property line. That's it. Then those rules change. Then it goes by your rules. You get to dictate. You get to say, hey, it's my show, you know. And if I don't like it, I leave your property. That's it. That's where it ends and begins. So I want to be serious about it, and I want it to bring it across. But it just, I'm with Ken. I completely understand. It's so comical, and it's frustrating that you get tired of having to do it over and over again. I know I do. I get tired of the talk over and over again about it. So we're not going to talk about it anymore. At least not today. ThwartAnarchy.com. Click on today's date, Sunday, August 4th. We're going to go into a break here real quick, I believe. So we'll do that. We'll come back and we'll talk. I don't think we'll talk any more about the PEMDAS thing. I made my point. That was it. Is that except when you're wrong. And if you can refute what's in there, the math that I present, by all means, please do. But do it in writing and do it well, because I show my work. So you're going to have to show your work. The thing that got me about it was just that I kept getting this one particular response was that your math is old. And it was, I started to say about this video. I didn't share the link in that article, but this video, you can look for it just by typing in that math problem. It'll show up. This video, the guy says he had to go back to 1917 to find math done my way. Ridiculous. I was taught that math, you know, 25-ish years ago, not that long ago, 30-ish years ago. So it hasn't been that long. And for you to tell me that my math is old, or my math is wrong, that the new math that you're doing comes up with a different answer is complete garbage. Because for you to tell me that is to suggest that all math in that form, that algebraic equation that I just suggested, the A times the quantity B plus C, is wrong before about 1995. You can't possibly be that insane, that stupid. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thewarrepublic.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
Yeah, no, I say this all the time. There's just not enough time. I could talk about this stuff forever. It's tough. It's tough not to try to talk about the thing that's happening, but I have other stuff to talk about, and that's what I will force myself to do instead of just endlessly pontificating about things that I can do nothing about. TowardAnarchy.com, click on today's date, Sunday, August 4th. We went through the PEMDAS thing. I'm going to talk about Hellboy just a second, but I want to go through all these things. I want you to go to the contact page. I want you to jump in the chat room, and I want you to hang out with people in there. There's always people in there hanging out. You know me. I can't do it. It's just too big of a distraction. I got so, you wouldn't believe how much stuff I have popping up in front of my face between this phone here. I have the larger screen that's behind me that is also a computer that's, it's generally playing a movie. It's playing Logan right now. just running, but it's connected and it has information popping up on it too. So in case there's something I want to know, I can see. It's like, it's kind of like they used to do in the newsroom, where every, you know, you see the newsroom and there's all the different TVs, all the different channels and stuff, except that it's all on a lot less TVs, because they have a lot higher resolution and they're a lot bigger and they're just so much nicer. So let's do the work and talk about all these things, show our work and go through it and do the hard things and stick to the plan. TowardAnarchy.com, click on today's date, Sunday, August 4th. Keanu Reeves up there, that's cool. Just watch that video and watch that new guy learning how to do that stuff for the first time. At least he says it is. On the question of courts and justice and anarchy, we're jumping into that as soon as I talk about Hellboy. I don't think we'll get to talk about football. All I could say about it is it just kicked off. The Broncos won their first preseason game. That's the team I'll be following all season long. And I'll talk about it because I said that I, for the first time ever, I've decided to go ahead and try to play fantasy football, and I have the NFL's fantasy program, which to me seems really slow and bulky, and I have the Yahoo fantasy one, and I've been playing around with them, and I even put some money on the Yahoo account to see if I can jump into like some of these 25 cent or dollar, just to play around with them and see if I can win $10 or something like that. The odds against it are extremely low, just simply because these people, they do this. It's all they do. And me, I'm going to be playing for fun. I'll have to kind of get lucky or just as normal, just sort of be really good at the stuff you do because you really want to do it, right? You know, we didn't get a chance to look at the news, but man, with that headline thing, I'm telling you, that was my whole point of wanting to look at the news together, was just to be able to see if we could catch some Orwellian stuff, you know, see some weird headlines or see some things change maybe from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. But you've heard it already. If you've been listening to the show, you got it. It's going on. The last 24 hours are a perfect example of it. And I leave you to decide for yourself. I'm undecided. I'm just presenting information. Three or four men dressed in black. I don't know. That lady seems to know. American Renegade today, 4 p.m. Central Time. We're going to do it. All the technical problems are worked out, apparently. We talked to Art earlier, and we're fired up. We're ready to go. It's going to be a great conversation. I don't know exactly where it'll all go. We're just going to have some fun and do the things we do and talk about. It'll be the law. It'll be the Constitution. It'll be one of the things that I try to do a lot of times when I'm talking to statists. Is to use their tools to explain myself to them. So if I don't understand your Constitution and I don't understand your laws, it'd be kind of hard for me to say that they're invalid or that they've allowed certain things or that there's errors within them or that they don't work or whatever. You know, I couldn't make those claims if I didn't know them. So I know them and I study them. And you'll see, because we're going to talk about this right now after I say this quote. My political opinions lean more and more to anarchy, philosophically understood, meaning abolition of control, not whiskered men with bombs, or to unconstitutional monarchy, that from the great J.R.R. Tolkien. And you've probably heard that quote before. I know you have, because people like myself like to trot out Tolkien as an example. There are others, too. We like to say, you know, this is a person that you respect and has made great work and has had a at least some impact on the social existence of our reality today, and they say they are an anarchist. They say they understand anarchy to be no rulers, not no rules, not madness and insanity. And he expresses all of that completely in that one sentence, simply by at the end adding "or to the unconstitutional monarchy." And I've made that argument before. I just simply call it a dictatorship, whatever. It's one person ruling. Okay, so then you know all of the garbage, all of the things that you have to worry about if you're certainly adamant that the state is your enemy. That's your enemy, that guy. You could point to him and say it. In the democracy, if the state is my enemy, every single person I see on the street is my enemy, and that's why you get that anarchist appearance that we're supposed to be attacking everybody. No! you're attacking me, and I'm telling you, stop it, okay? That's the way that works. So on the question of courts and justice in anarchy, this is a huge question. This is the ask the anarchist type of question, and it's the same question, and it's the same answer every time. I'm sorry for that, but that's the way it is. Anarchy does not pretend to answer every single question. And that's not what anarchy is. We've talked about this before. Anarchy is no rulers. It's nothing else, okay? It's not a it's not chaos. It's not without the rules. I've argued before, I say it all the time, that we live in anarchy daily. We generally get along, we solve our problems, we make society work through incalculable dealings every minute of every day, and we give no consideration at all to political authority or the need or the use for rulers. That's what I mean by anarchy. And it should be understood, because I try to make this clear, that that's it. That's all there is. I mean no particular claim to morality or wisdom or ability on the part of a person who calls themselves an anarchist. It's only that they believe that he holds the principal claim to self. That's it. And then it should logically follow that the anarchist would afford every other individual that claim to themselves as well. It has to be that way. There's no question about it, because otherwise you're not an anarchist. You can't claim to not want to be a slave and hold slaves yourselves, because holding slaves makes you a slave, because you have to manage those slaves. You have to turn your attention to those slaves. If for no other reason, it's a complete, it's completely opposite of what it should be. So let's get straight to the point. There will be no significant legal difference in the courts now in the absence of the state. That's a fact. Okay. What the problem here is, it's a failure to understand how the courts work in general. I mentioned this earlier in the show. It's this appearance of the person asking the question. The person comes to me and they say to me, Michael Storm, how, what, where, the question of courts and justice in anarchy, right? Well, it'll be pretty much the same. You understand how courts work now. Well, clearly you don't, because you wouldn't ask the question. That's the reality of it. If you understand how courts, not how the state drags people into their courts and prosecutes them, that's what I'm talking about, over things that the state is saying is wrong, or that you violated them. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about civil law courts, if you will, the stuff that's practiced in the civil courts. Because okay, in the stateless society, there are no civilians. It's just different people with different jobs. So civil courts is a hard thing to say, but I have to use the term anyway because people understand it. That's what civil courts do right now. So you have to separate out the criminal violations, accusations of state, political, and social opinion versus actual violations of individuals and property. We're talking about that. We're not talking about the states in the stateless society, right? Courts in anarchy won't adjudicate claims by the state because there won't be a state, right? So we don't need to talk about it. We're talking about adjudicating cases between individuals, people who are adversarial. They have an argument against each other. And I've argued this before about crimes and the way words are written and everything. And so when I talk about a crime, when I say crime, and generally in law, it's understood that a crime is a felonious violation of people or property. And unfortunately, it's a very loose term because of the state needing to make its own interpretations of what it can call a crime. So there's a crime is an offense against public law kind of presentation, but then there's also a very specific and significant understanding of the word crime, which is actual violations of another person and their property. So I'll call the courts arbiters from now on, and they'll adjudicate these violations of real people and property. This is how it will work in anarchy. The so-called civil courts do this today. A real person makes a claim that he is due compensation because his neighbor or somebody damaged his property, right? He files the claim with his insurance company or some form of legal advocate that he chooses from the free market. The advocate then contacts the neighbor or the neighbor's advocate to answer the claim. This is what happens today, and this is exactly what will continue to happen. So your neighbor's an honest man, and he responds to the claim and agrees to arbitration. The advocates that go before an arbiter, or the people go before an arbiter, the arbiter reviews the claims and any of the evidence or witnesses, and it makes a judgment of violations on the claims, on the merits of the individual claims, and that's it. The problem's solved, right? It's all taken care of. That's the end of the court process, except for the restitution, the justice part of it. Whereas the state now fails to provide you justice, that because of the lawmakers just completely sapping the system for their revenue generation and to protect them from the crimes that they commit, it doesn't represent the people anymore. You can find it in the civil courts for sure, but they hold a monopoly on those civil courts as well, and over the laws of the arbiters and things like that that are outside of those civil courts. So state justice is just a fraud. It's a facade. And instead of arbitrating disputes between people, it makes itself adversarial, and it acts as a creator of a law, accuser of a violation of a law, the judge of guilt, the decider of penalties, the dictator of recompense, and also the benefactor of justice, because it locks it in what we call private prisons today. But those private prisons pay the courts for the privilege to be able to lock those people up in them, and then the courts have to keep them full. Even when they're acting as a true arbiter to the state, concerns itself primarily with its own interest, and it doesn't have any voluntary clients. If you're a person going before a civil court, you could be considered a voluntary client, but you're not going into a neutral territory. You're going into the state's territory, so I don't call that voluntary at all. You're not getting to choose from the market who arbitrates your dispute. Justice is personal, and it has to be commensurate with the damages that are demonstrable. That's the way it works. You have stare decisis and circumstance and value and replacement costs and depreciation and time, a huge one, that are all considerations in justice. And anarchy doesn't pretend to answer those questions. The arbiters do, and the advocates and the lawyers, and they go and they argue these points over and over again. They do this today, and they will continue to do this in anarchy. And they consider the points and they render their judgment. That's just simply how the law works. That in that sense, real civil, natural law, the thing that we're talking about, real violations of people. And then people start to ask me about special circumstances to follow up on the question, because they don't understand that there's no difference. They start adding circumstance instead of a difference in a crime. Like I've already suggested that theft or fraud or murder or damage, these are violations of real people, right? Well, what about IP? What about intellectual property claims? Well, that's a circumstance. That's not a different crime. The crime in question is just the claim of theft. Is it possible to steal somebody else's idea? I'm not going to get into that, or whether or not it is. I think you probably could guess my position on it. It's complete BS. IP, complete BS. Jurisdiction is another one that I get. Well, who's going to decide jurisdiction? Look at it this way. Jurisdiction is really a construct of the state for regional and political control of centralized law that it can manipulate itself on those levels. We're talking about natural law. We're talking about consequences for actions. So jurisdiction wouldn't really exist, but I qualify with the word really because you could voluntarily contract to submit to a particular jurisdiction. In fact, you could probably pull up your credit card agreement, and it probably says in there that if you guys have an argument, that you'll submit to their choice of arbiters in their backyard, wherever their home base is. That is probably on your credit card statement right now. That's what I mean by that. And I get questioned. I say that straight out. I say flat out, you could contract for jurisdiction. And somebody says to me, what do you mean contract for jurisdiction? Well, which of the two words confuses you? Because if I have to explain either of those two words for you, this conversation is beyond you. You're not talking about something that you know about. You're pretending to talk about something you know about to get me to expose or to try to find a place where you think I'm wrong. That's what you're doing. So what about the failure of somebody? I mean, jurisdiction, the point of it would be moot if you signed a contract, or if the law is not centralized and everybody is working on a market basis, okay? You're being judged by the market, the reality of the world. This is the way we understand things work. If you steal from someone, you're required to repay them. If you kill someone and you don't have a valid defense reason, you have to compensate for death, accidental, whatever it is. There's reasons for the way these things are laid out. And you can agree with them or disagree with them, but you better do it in an environment that's not controlled by the state. We got to jump into a break and then wrap this up. There's so much more to talk about, but that is exactly what happens on the question of courts and justice and anarchy. It'd be pretty much the same.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Not enough time. I just can't stress how I feel about running out of time. We're already out of time. There's just so much more to talk about. So I just jumped. I cut off the Stones. I love the Stones. There are two types of people in the world, Beatles fans and Stones fans. You know which one I am. That's the difference between bubblegum pop and real rock. That's what I'm hinting at. Just towardanarchy.com. Click on today's date. Share the links. I will put my actual written words up there on the question of courts and justice and anarchy. I hadn't got a chance to talk about Hellboy yet. First impression right out the gate, bloody as hell. So, you know, maybe not for the kids if you don't want them seeing that. And some language for sure. I mean, you know, if you know the Hellboy character, he's better bloody and with the language. So that's what it is. Overall, the new Hellboy movie is definitely geared more towards adults. It's not the softcore Ron Perlman approach, which I loved. I like Ron Perlman, and I love those original movies, and I like the cartoon work that they also did, a couple of cartoons that they've done. It's Hellboy, just great. The new movie was fun. They introduced the idea of some of the gadgets. He gets his first Samaritan. It's not a reboot per se. It's more of a more accurate telling of his creation and his founding than the first movie, the first Ron Perlman movie was. I'll tell you what was great about it was the soundtrack. I loved the music. There was so much great music in it as it was going along, and the visuals, the technology, and the CG that they presented was just it was nearly seamless. I mean, not like that disgusting presentation of like Justice League, where it was just obvious that everything was CG every time you turn around. I was almost seamless. It was so good that you could almost believe that some of those things were actually real that he was standing and fighting with and in front of. It was great. I really enjoyed the movie. If you like the Hellboy universe, Mignola's work, all of it, you're going to love the movie. It's definitely geared towards fans of the comic book for sure, as opposed to trying to make new fans for the world. It's made for the comic book fans. They even introduced Lobster Johnson in there, which is really cool. He's another character. Just a really great movie. Enjoyed it. It was fun. So if you want to catch Hellboy out on Blu-ray and DVD right now, it's there. And that was the only thing that I watched that was new this week. I didn't go out of my way to do much. We've had a busy week. My mother-in-law fell and broke her shoulder this weekend, and so she's in recovery for that. And the rest of the life has been fine, but that adds this layer of doubt and concern and duty and just all these other things that come up to have to deal with that. And just not even mention the fact that the poor woman's just sitting there in pain and she's not home, and just all the actual real tragedy about it, not my assumed tragedy by having to be involved peripherally. It's unfortunate, and it sucks because of course my wife doesn't. She's concerned about it, and she's off now, over there, just sitting with her and spending time with her and just making sure that she's taken care of there where she's recovering. So that is how my week is going to be. Hopefully yours is a little better without that much trouble. And we'll catch you next weekend right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.